Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Alandari, and I'm an infectious diseases specialist in New Orleans.
Hi, my name is Hope Hickerson, and I'm a health education specialist and reporter. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health education expert,
that's me, talk about what you need to know to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy.
For more information about Noise Filter, your public health podcast, and to watch and share our incredible informative animations, please visit us at noisefiltershow.com.
And if you like what you hear, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to us. So, let's get started. The use of psychedelic drugs may be helpful in treating alcoholism. According to a new study, psilocybin, a compound found in psychedelic mushrooms, can contribute to an 83% reduction in heavy drinking among previous heavy drinkers when combined with psychotherapy. Wow! 8 months after their first dose, almost half of those receiving psilocybin stopped drinking altogether, compared with 24% of those receiving placebos. The director of NYU Center for Psychedelic Medicine stated that the study findings strongly suggest psilocybin therapy could be an effective treatment for alcohol use disorder, a complex disease that has proven notoriously difficult to treat.
About 95,000 Americans die from excessive alcohol use each year, often due to binge drinking or liver disease, according to Centers for Disease Control. It can cause enormous economic loss, work injuries, relationship challenges, and of course, physical and mental health. There are currently several methods to prevent excessive alcohol consumption and dependency, including psychotherapy, supervised detoxification programs, group support systems, and medications that can help dampen the cravings.
Psilocybin, a natural substance which is derived from fungi, led to profound alterations in perception, emotions, and sense of self for most study participants, including often great personal and spiritual experiences. Researchers warn that the drug should only be taken in carefully controlled settings and with psychological evaluation and preparation because it raises blood pressure and heart rate and can cause incapacitating and sometimes overwhelming mental effects.
Previous studies have shown that psilocybin treatment can also effectively alleviate anxiety and depression in people with severe cancers who have fears about their rapid progress toward the end of their life. Research has suggested that psilocybin may be promising treatment for other addictions such as smoking, cocaine, and opioid abuse. This exciting research opens doors to the possibility of psychotherapy being used in ways which heal deep psychological wounds and drives, which can contribute to some substance use disorders. After decades of bans of this kind of research, it's exciting to see rapid advances in this field, and we will definitely keep you updated as the research continues and products and related therapy gets closer to prime time. New research says we could use synthetic material to repair cartilage. New Atlas reports that an experimental new biohybrid material could be used to repair damaged cartilage in your joints. When cartilage is damaged around the joints, it takes a long time to heal. Sometimes it doesn't heal at all.
So in the past, scientists have tried to find ways to develop artificial cartilage to aid the healing process or to replace damaged cartilage. But it's really hard to develop artificial cartilage because it has to be flexible enough to bend with your joint and sturdy enough to bear weight.
So attempts to make synthetic cartilage using natural polymers like collagen or purely synthetic substances, they've all failed. But researchers at Cornell combined two and saw success. They created a biohybrid cartilage using natural collagen fibers and synthetic hydrogel. Each ion in the gel is both positively and negatively charged. So when the two substances are mixed, the ions in the gel interact with the ions in the collagen in a way that mimics the flexible and resilient nature of cartilage.
So these findings are very promising for joint recovery. Not only could it help to replace damaged cartilage, it could also help to bolster natural cartilage regrowth. The researchers hope to run trials so that their biohybrid material can be used in medicine.
You know, Hope, so this is really interesting. The one thing they did not comment on that I would love to see is whether or not this is a substance that's not rejected by the immune system.
Mm-hmm. Did they say they've tested it yet? Has it been in clinical trials yet?
No, I think it's just been developed.
Yeah.
So certainly interesting and something for us to follow up on.
Yes.
Engineered baker's yeast used to make cancer medicine. So a new study has found that reprogrammed yeast is an alternative way to create the medicine vinblastine. Vinblastine is an anti-cancer chemotherapy drug used in combination with other anti-cancer drugs to treat diseases like lymphoma, breast cancer, lung cancer, and others.
Vinblastine interferes with cell division, stopping cancers from growing. In the past, it has been primarily sourced from flowers called Madagascar periwinkles, which are native to the island of Madagascar. It's unfortunately made the drug difficult to produce and led to shortages. In fact, since their creation, these important drugs have been produced at levels which are less than global need, leaving only the most affluent countries and healthcare systems able to access them reliably.
As related cancers continue to increase even faster than population levels, the demand and unmet need has only been projected to grow. Because of this, researchers have strived to create a synthetic version of the drug, but the complexity of the molecules has eluded scientists until now. A team of researchers at the Technical University of Denmark has now engineered common baker's yeast to formulate the drug's precursors. The process has been very difficult and has taken many attempts.
Even after a lot of fine-tuning, it takes the yeast 30 steps to create the two precursors of the drug. The 31st and final step is when the scientists can take the two precursor molecules and create vinblastine. The study demonstrated the longest biosynthetic pathway inserted into a microbiome factory, which is the first to demonstrate exactly how these essential drugs against cancer are produced. There's a lot more work to be done before these are put to full-scale production, but the results of the study show promise that we're well on our way to a future where these important drugs and others like them are widely available.
Jay Kiesling, co-leader of the study, shared that the yeast platform that they developed will allow environmentally friendly and affordable production of vinblastine and the more than other 3,000 molecules that are in this family of natural products. In addition to vinblastine, the platform is also ready to be utilized to manufacture anti-addiction and anti-malarial therapies. To a large degree, I am hopeful, although I don't want to be Charlie Brown and this end up being something that Big Pharma takes and, then the football is going to be pulled because, you know, we have another breakthrough. But once these breakthroughs happen in the past, they've often gone to, you know, Big Pharma that ends up, you know, putting large price tags on, you know, these sorts of innovations.
Right.
That something that was created to help democratize the affordability or the availability of medications that otherwise were out of reach for a number of people. Yeah. And vinblastine is life-saving medications for cancer.
Yeah.
So I'm cautiously optimistic, but I also recognize that I am Charlie Brown and medicine is the proverbial Lucy with a football. And I will always be the sucker that tries to go and kick that football and end up on my back realizing I fell for it again. So help me hope to not fall for this again.
Oh, no. It's going to be fine. Thanks for listening to Noise Filter, your public health podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Noise Filter podcast, follow us on social media, and leave us a review letting us know your favorite part of the show.
You can find me, Hope Pickerson, at hopepickerson.com.
And you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at The Dr. Derry. That's D-R-D-E-R-Y.
To see and share our amazing animations and find out more information about us, the show, as well as links to our social media, go to noisefiltershow.com.
We are grateful to our sponsors, including Access Health Louisiana and the End the Epidemic Initiative, who are working to bring equitable health outcomes to everyone they serve. Hope, any last words?
Stay well out there, folks, and continue taking steps to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy. That includes exercise, a good diet, getting adequate sleep, and seeing your healthcare providers regularly.
And protect yourself and others by getting the COVID-19 vaccine and booster, wearing a mask, and social distancing wherever possible. Remember, health is a human right.